Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were talking about would be in a case of shoygeg. If the shliach is a shogeg, do we say that yesh shliach v'dvar avera? Because here you don't have the svar of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomin. The shliach is a shogeg, then how do you expect him to listen to the divrei harav? He doesn't know that the rav said otherwise. All he hears is what the talmud says. All he hears is the shlichus. He doesn't know that he's doing an avera. So maybe when it comes to shogeg, we say that yesh shliach v'dvar avera. Shlichus is a valid shlichus. That's what we discussed in the previous shiur. And then we saw machlokes. And in the sheet of that b'shliach shogeg yeshliach v'dvar aveira, we asked a slew of kashis. So Rashi in Bava Kama writes, that yesh shliach v'dvar aveira. And in order to explain this shita, since we had so many kashas on the shita of yesh shliach v'dvar aveira of the shliach of the shogeg, we would like to present a yisoid. And this again, we've been zeichet to be learning through the shi'ulim of Maran Hagoyin Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, Chaim. And we are going to continue Yitz Hashem Kahena v'Kahena. The Chinuch writes Mitzvah Peites Malav lo sizbach al chometz dam zivchi ve'oiver aleha ve'iniach midaito kizayis chometz b'rishusoy v'shas hakrovoso Echad Shoychet Oy Zoyrek Oy Makdir Oy Imurim Oy Afilu Echad Mibnei HaChabura HaNimnin B'Achivasoy Loike. If somebody is over on this and he leaves a Gezayis of Chometz in his Rishus when he's being Makriv, both the one who's Shoychet, this one who's doing the slaughtering, in other words, you're not allowed to have Chometz when you're slaughtering the Korban Pesach, or the person being Zoyrek or Zoyrek is not allowed to have Chometz. A makdir, a person who's makdir the carbon pesach, now that I have chametz, makdir they move in. Or even one of the bnei chabura who's registered to eat this carbon pesach, loike, they get malchus for this aveiro. So you see, shitas hachinuch, at the lab of lo sishchat, refers to all of the bnei chabura. It says in the pasuk, "Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi." Lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi. But it's not only the shoychet; it's all the bnei chabura. If they have a chametz, they get malchus. The ayin sham b'minchas chinuch in mitzvah peites is tameh from what it says in Tosfos in Pesachim, samach kimel on the peis. And one of the bnei chabura has chametz. If one of the bnei chabura has chametz, only the sheichet or the zoyrek is over. But the baal hachametz is not over. Tosfos holds that if one of the bnei chabura has chametz, only the sheichet or the zoyrek is over, but the baal hachametz isn't because it's leisishchat. Akoponim eino chayv malchus. Even if he's over, but he's not chayv malchus because it's a lav shein bo maisa. So according to that, ayin sham minchas chinuch. According to that, tzmuim divrei achinuch. The chinuch is very hard to understand. It's mashman the chinuch that the baal achametz, even if he's one of the bnei chabura, he gets malchus. But he's not doing a maisa. He's not doing shchita. He's not doing zrika. How can we give him malchus for not doing a maisa? Tosfos holds that the Baal HaChometz is an oak. So what's pshat in the chinuch that you could be, that you're over this issur without doing a ma'isa? So we could say that that the Baal HaChometz gets malchus is midin shlichus. Sharei ha-shoichet shluchahu l'shchitas ha-pesach. So we could say it's very simple. The one who's shechting the carbon Pesach is the shliach of the Baal HaChometz. So the Baal HaChometz is getting malchus because of the ma'isa shchita of the shoichet. Then you run into the problem that ein shliach midvar aveiro. So how can you say that he's a shliach for this aveira? How can you say the shoichet is a shliach? It's not a shliach. Ein shliach midvar aveiro. It's not the Baal HaChometz's problem. Not his aveira. So how can we give the Baal HaChometz malchus for not, when he doesn't do a ma'aseh? So maybe we can be mechadish that where the mishalech is over the guf ha'aveira ve'atzmo, ela she'over es ha'aveira b'loy ma'ase v'shluchon osa es ha'ma'ase b'shlichuso, where the mishalech is over the guf ha'aveira himself, where he's over the aveira without a ma'ase, and the shliach does a ma'ase in his shlichus, maybe there is shlichus to make it a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, and the mishalech gets malchus. And it's not shayach to the klal of ein shlich v'dvar aveira. Because this klal, that lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, you don't get malchus, doesn't mean that without a ma'isa, there is a chisaron in the choymer ha'aveira, in the stringency, the seriousness of the aveira, and the ma'isa is mashlim the aveira. Ayin tumim, siman lamedalet siv katan aleph. We see from there that lav she'ein bo ma'isa, kil mi lav she'ein bo ma'isa. That a lav that doesn't have a ma'isa is more kal. So that's the tumim. Maybe we can be mechadesh that the reason in lav she'ein bo ma'isa and lokan aleph is not because if there's no ma'isa, the aveira is less chamur, and the ma'isa is mashlim the aveira, makes it more chamur. But rather, it's a tznai in the din chiyuv malchus that requires the ma'isa. It's not because it makes the aveira more serious aveira, but it's because there's a condition that in order to get malchus, we require a ma'isa. Dumya de lav de chasima. Similar to the lav of chasim l'satzim shor b'disha, that you have to do a ma'isa of being chasim l'shor. That's the model, as you see, rov mitziyim tzadik. And therefore, shlichus on a ma'isa, where the etzem aveira is done by the mishalech, is not considered shlichus l'dvar aveira, because all it is shlichus for the ma'isa. Even though through this, the mishalech is going to get malchus, we don't care. So in other words, he did an aveira without a ma'isa, which is just as chomer as an aveira with a ma'isa. It's got the same chomer. Elamai, where there's a tanai that you need a ma'isa in order to get malchus, like the lav of chasima. So in the mela, if he makes a shliach to do the ma'isa, that's not a shliach l'dvar aveira. The dvar aveira is done by the mishalech. It's only a shlichus on the ma'isa. The etzem aveira was done in, like in our case. The etzem aveira was done by the mishalech, having the chumas. Just the ma'isa was done by the shlich, and that's not shayach to the kal of ein shlich l'dvar aveira. Here there is shlichus. Here there is shlichus, because the shlichus isn't for the dvar aveira. It's just for the ma'isa that's a tenai, the malchus. So now in this case, Avashekh et ala chametz. Shesover hachinuch shebal hachametz shehu mipnei hachabura oiver belaav Why does the chinuch hold that the Baal HaChometz is one of the Bnei Chaburah's or Baal HaLav? Hainu mishum de lav de loish tishchat, hainu rak al etzem maisa ha-shchita, ela sha'az horahi, shelo yishochet ha-pesach, bo'oid ha-chometz kayim. It's because the lav of loish tishchat is not only on the etzem maisa ha-shchita, the azhara is that the Pesach shouldn't be shechted when there's chametz around. And therefore, even one of the Bnei Chaburah's chametz is over, even though he didn't shecht the Pesach, since the Pesach was shechted ala chametz. So, all that's lacked here is a maisa to make it a lav sheish po maisa to get malchus. So for that, the shlichus works. By the way, the lashon that the Tosfos read is vavgav demasim misha chametz biyado hine ki pischa nishchad ala chametz kevin shu ein ha-shechet el shluchoi lo imatzinu b'chol ha-toyra shiye chayiv ha-shelech. Even though we're masrin, the person who has the chametz, that your Pesach has been shechted on the chametz, since he's not shechting, rather it's shliach, we don't find that the mishalech should be chayiv. But you see the other way. You see from the Tosfos read, if it's sad that kol b'nei chaburah over, it's because they're Pesach and nishchad ala chometz. So this tzad says, no, if another person is nishchad ala chometz, they're not over because he's not doing the actual ma'aseh shechita. But if he would be over, it's because this Pesach is nishchad ala chometz. So, I'm the Baal Ben HaChabura, Chas Shalom, I have Chometz. If my Pesach, the Pesach is Nishchad al Chometz, that's no good. That's no good. Even though I didn't do the Maisa, I can make a Shliach on the Maisa Shchita, so I get his Maisa, and the Etzem Aver I did by having Chometz. So there you can have Shlichus of the Shoichet. We don't say the klal eventually for Dvar Aveir. Because again, the Etzem Aveir is done by the Mishalech, and the only thing that we lack from Malkus is the Maisa, so the Shliach can do the Maisa for our Amdu, B'Yisoy Tzeh. The Sefer Yeshua Smalko, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, in the first parak in the fifth halacha, and in the Sefer Afike Yam. Simon Mamal of Zayin. The Rambam, in Perigimel of Avodah Zorah, Halacha Tes, writes, Oysa Avodah Zkochovim La'atzma, Afal Pisha Lo Asa B'yodah, etc. Like it. Shenema, Oysa Asa Halacha Pesel, V'chol Tumuna, Tumuna. V'hikshal Zeh V'chinuch, the mitzvah of Zayin, how can the Rambam hold that if you have somebody else make up a zara for you, you get malchus? So if Reuven tells Shimon to make up a zara, how does Reuven get malchus? Reuven didn't make the avodah zara and shliach l'dvar aveira. The ayin shem l'minchas chinuch. Shetirates, she'ein kavanas haRambam midin shlichus, ela shekenu ikroi shel isa, shelo yigroim la'asiyas avodah zarah. Rambam doesn't not talk about midin shlichus here. Rambam means that the ikar isa is that you shouldn't be going in the making of avodah zarah, like the lashon of the Rambam in the minyan mitzvos, shelo la'aseis pesach. You're just not allowed to be the cause. That's the Etzem Issa. The Iker Issa is you shouldn't be going for Asiyas of the Zara. And the Minchas Chinuch brings the Lechem Mishnah, who asks that it's a lav shein bo maisa, as the Lechem Mishnah also learns that the tzav is over the Yisr, and he says it's a lav shein bo maisa. And the answer is, since the Acher is a maisa b'shlichusay, Avi kilu asahu b'chayiv. So the Lechem Mishnah answers, but since the other guy does a ma'aseh b'shlichuso, it's as if he did it. In other words, he's not talking about shlichus, but rather the etzem iser he did himself. Vein chaz, in other words, this isn't midin yesh shlich udvar aver, because we all dein shlich udvar aver. But the yisr is on the sender. He's just lacking a ma'isa. So the ma'isa shliach is enough midin shlichus. The chol kai gavna less be mishum ein shliach el bar aveira. The Menachas Chinuch wanted to learn Lechem Mishnah that he's not talking midin shlichus because ein shliach el bar aveira. We can say that yesh, that here there is shlichus l'dvar aveira. Why? Because the etzem aveira is who's over the mitzvah, then who commands to do it. Just like the Menachas Chinuch himself says, but that's the ikar ha'isr, not to be garim for asiyas of a zara. And where does the shlichus come in? The shlichus comes in when are you going to get malchus? The shlichus comes in the maisa. You're sending him to do a maisa. So when Reuven sends Shimon to do the maisa aveira, if the aveira himself, Reuven, is over, he can get Shimon's maisa, even though he had the shlichus of var aveira. That's when the shlichus is doing the aveira. The mishalech is doing the aveira. And all the mishalech needs from the shlichus is the maisa, so the mishalech can get the shlichus maisa, and then get malchus. So that's our yisod for this year. We say in shlichus dvar aveira, the etzem aveira. But if the etzem aveira is done by the mishaleach, the mishaleach can get the shliach's maisa. And there we don't say in shlichus dvar aveira. So that's stage one of our journey. And Ritz Hashem, next year hopefully we'll see more. Ish od harbe ma'alad aver po. Please stay tuned. And this is the Yisod Gadol. So it's exciting to learn a bit Yisod. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.